Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Last Wednesday at breakfast, my generation discovered that our time is up. I got wind of the news on Tuesday by reading it online, but like most people my age, I never entirely believe something until I see it printed on a large sheet of paper, anachronistically delivered to my door by the paperboy. So for me, the penny did not drop until Wednesday morning that the world now belongs to the generation below mine. At the bottom of the front page of the Financial Times, it said that Facebook is now bigger than Google. In the US, more people now visit the social networking site to write on each other's walls and swap pictures of drunken japes at parties than turn to Google to get travel directions, check the spelling of definitely, or search for internet porn. Social networking, it seems to me, is the biggest separator of the young from the not-so-young. In most other respects, there's not much to choose between people of 50 and 15, apart from a bit of experience and a great many wrinkles. Everyone wears jeans, more or less everyone quite likes Florence and the Machine. But 15-year-olds live on Facebook, while 50-year-olds don't understand it at all. This isn't a small thing, it's a ginormous non-meeting of minds between two generations over what is not just a different way of communicating, but a different way of living. Google is natural for old people because we were taught how to look things up at primary school. It's like a library, only a lot better. You don't have to get on a bus, and the thing you want is never out on loan to someone else. Email is natural for us too. We might still grapple with the right stylistic flourishes for this flat medium, but we understand the principle perfectly. One person communicates with another, only it happens faster than a postman takes to drop a letter through a door. My generation can even do Twitter at a pinch. Twitter is just a sort of showing off, and we're just as good at that as anyone born a decade or two after us. But Facebook remains deeply alien. For us, the point about communicating is that it's a consensual activity between two people. I like to talk to one friend at a time, which allows me to vary the tone and content to suit the person I'm talking to. When we deal with more than one or two friends at a time, we get in a flap. Think of the kerfuffle that goes into deciding who to invite with whom to a dinner party. By contrast, the idea that communication becomes a random broadcast to 500 friends about what you were up to last night is perfectly incomprehensible. As is the thought that you park yourself for hours on end in front of a screen, gawping at the random communications of your unmanageably large group of friends and commenting on them. This gap between the Facebook, non-Facebook generation is wider than the gap between my generation and our parents. My dad liked Verdi, I liked the Rolling Stones. He thought mine was noise, I thought his was weird. But it was the same 12-inch circle of vinyl going around on the same turntable, and listening to it involved sitting on the same sofa. My mother would not throw any food away, and while I did not admire the half a roast potato sitting in the fridge, I understood that she had lived through rationing and was therefore constitutionally incapable of chucking it out. I've asked my children to explain Facebook to me, but I'm none the wiser. They can't explain it because they don't understand what I'm asking. The scale of my puzzlement makes no sense to them. Whether or not we see the point of it, my generation is going to have to sign up in time. A friend of my daughter's recently complained that because her grandfather wasn't on Facebook, she couldn't wish him a happy birthday. The thought of picking up the phone, let alone buying a card, had simply not occurred to her. Last week's news makes it clear. If in the future we want to get birthday cards or communicate with anyone under 40 at all, we're going to have to join Facebook, whether we understand it or not. There is only one risk to the site, as far as I can see. Last week, I read that 36 million US mothers had signed up to keep an eye on their children. Having your mother as your Facebook friend would surely put as much of a damper on the whole jag as being chaperoned to the disco by your father.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.